Hello, we will begin the lesson with a short article by Rabash from the writings of Rabash from his records, number 36. You can find the study material on our site or in the Arvut system in the study material icon. There you can also send questions. Selected questions on the relevant topics will be asked here. Rav, please.
Who hears a prayer? Rabash writes. Hears a prayer, there is a question. Why is prayer written in singular form? If the Creator hears prayers, as it's written, for you hear the prayer of every mouth of your people Israel with mercy. So is it a prayer or prayers? We should interpret that we have only one prayer to pray, one address, one request to the Creator, all in all, which is, in the words of the Zohar, it's called to raise the Shekhinah from the dust. And by this, all the salvations will come. Meaning, that to the extent that we try to awaken within us greatness of the Creator, to that extent, we awaken within us all of the right inclinations to connect to Him, to reveal Him, to merge with Him, and everything depends on importance. So every day, every moment, we should all be inclined as one towards how to make the Creator greater for us, how to make His importance fill up my entire horizon. And in increasing the importance of the Creator, we determine our ascent up the ladder all the way to the final correction. And truly, this is the only thing we can ask of the Creator. And when we wake up in the morning or the noon or evening, doesn't matter, when we are towards the lesson, that's what we need to ask. That by the lesson, the importance of the Creator will grow in us, and that specifically this way we can come closer to Him and enter the spiritual world, the upper world. We lack nothing in our life besides importance of the Creator. That's it. To the extent it's important, it covers my entire horizon, my whole world. Wherever I look, whatever I see, all becomes the Creator through all kinds of actions, all kinds of discernments, but it's all the Creator. And if I imagine to myself that I truly want it to happen, that I expect it to happen, then I rise and rise towards Him, come closer to Him until I reach a state where I actually discover that He fulfills all of reality and there's nothing but Him, there's none else besides Him. Therefore, our request is that He hears our prayer, and our prayer is that He'll help us increase His importance. To that extent, we make Him great in our eyes. We begin to feel Him more and more, to the point that we feel that the Creator fills our horizon, that we feel there's none else besides Him, and He did and does and will do all the actions in the world. And that's the prayer. Other than that, there are no prayers, in truth. Besides this request, there's no other request, because we lack nothing else but to feel that He is present everywhere, the whole world is His, designed by Him, and all the actions that are about to happen are all His actions, and there's none else besides Him. Turns out that addressing the Creator to help us reveal Him, to relate to Him correctly, to Him and all His actions, that's the main thing.
Okay.
Italy 4.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you. Thank you. Why specifically in the 10 we need to awaken the greatness and importance of the Creator? What is the effect of the 10 on me?
We can talk about the Creator and the greatness of the Creator even towards a person as an individual. But if we truly want to describe Him in the right way, then we can do it only when we're in a group. Because we then begin to feel that relationship, that network, that revelation of the Creator that appears before us, that I'll feel Him through connection with the friends. And this connection is multifaceted. That connection holds many, many discernments. Of course, it's more convenient, better for me to imagine it. I'm on my own, alone, far from everyone else, and then I think about my attitude to the Creator. But in truth, and that's how it was for many, many years, thousands of years, with regards to Kabbalists. They had such opportunities, and in our time, when we're already in the phases of the last phases of correction, so we can't do it that way, because the correction must also take place in the corporeal correction, meaning in the bodies, in that we advance between us and build between us in practice the connection that needs to be in spirituality, and by that spirituality gets closer and closer to corporeality. We will see all the things we're talking about, all the corrections also happening in the relationship with the friends, and then in broader circles until we see it in the entire world.
Kiev.
All right. Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav.
Вот в наших связях в десятке, которая называется, что мы поднимаем шхину из праха.
There was no translation into Hebrew.
The fact that we rise higher, that means the sensation of the greatness of the Creator in us. When we between us begin to feel that the Creator is important, that that He is ours. It's not mine or His or the others. It's ours. You can't depict the Creator in some spiritual form, independent of man's ego, unless a person connects to others, to the other friends, and with them he builds this image, which is the most important, most precious, the greatest, the most determining, and then he sees there's actually none else besides him, that it's the only thing that determines everything. And he builds this image specifically in connection with the friends, meaning to the extent that he annuls himself towards the friend, to the extent that he thinks about the greatness of the Creator, then from the love of friends and the greatness of the friends, he comes to love and greatness of the Creator. That's what he builds. He can't build another form of the Creator, but only in this way. Ask. We'll find words. It's kind of a matter of feeling, and which is quite intimate within the person, how he comes to identify, sympathize with the Creator, connect to the Creator. But most important for us is to discover the importance of the greatness of the Creator in our eyes. This is what will accompany us, guide us, and direct us to everything in the right way.
Как бы два таких момента. Первое — это как бы наша общая работа в десятке, да, то есть
it sounds like there are two things. One of them is the work in the ten. We all increase the importance of the goal, and there's a more intimate feeling of each friend specifically. Which is more important here?
The main thing is the inner work, man's inner work, that from within oneself one prays to the Creator to give him connection with the friends, because specifically by the friends he can increase his connection to the Creator. Now, according to our ego, we're the opposite. We think that the more I'm on my own, the more I can do this accurately, precisely, in a way that belongs only to me and the Creator is only mine. But the truth is, we have no way to reveal the Creator if not through love of others. And therefore, I have to build this vessel of love of others, because specifically in it, I can relate to the Creator correctly. Yes.
А что такое вообще любовь к ближнему? Вот это такой банальный, может, вопрос, но тем не менее, то есть это.
What is love of others? Maybe it's a kind of a naive question, but what does it mean to love the friend? How does it feel?
Аватт азулат. Это не краще.
Love of others means that we come to that through importance.
Кому бы коль давар?
Yes, like with everything. Is it more or less important? That's our attitude to everything, to everyone and to the Creator and to ourselves. And so from the importance of something, the importance of something for my existence, for my survival, for whatever, accordingly I measure, I weigh how important it is for me, and accordingly I move towards it. According to that, I want to be connected to it. According to that, we come to adhesion between the friends. And according to the level of connection, the level of closeness between the friends, we also come to adhesion with the Creator.
Beseder.
All right.
Mi ze Tel Aviv echad?
Who is Tel Aviv 1?
Boker tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav.
איך אנחנו,
how do we,
אנחנו יודעים שאנחנו תחשיבות הבורא.
We know that
כל אחד על ידי תפילה, אבל
each one gets the importance of the Creator through prayer, but in the work in the ten, how do we create this routine of work that will increase the importance and love of the Creator all the time in our work? Because this matter, of the importance of this matter, how do we build a routine of work so we constantly relate to it, constantly engage in it?
We are building a request to the Creator that He will always take care of us, in that we will have the importance of greatness of the Creator, that the Creator will give us urgency of attaining the greatness of the Creator, that He is first and last and does all the actions and there's none else besides Him. And we depend in all our desires or thoughts, actions, we only depend on Him. And this is something we have to clarify to ourselves a few times a day in a very clear way to awaken ourselves to it and make sure that the result from this awakening, that the awakening is like a prayer. Essentially, it's the prayer. This awakening has to remain within us and guide us throughout all hours of the day and all actions we do. So whatever I do, subconsciously, I make a calculation that I ultimately need this in order to reveal the rule of the Creator, the control of the Creator over me. And this is called that He hears a prayer.
Very well, Rav. We'll do it. Thank you very much.
PT 6.
Thank you as well. PT 6.
Rav, yesterday
you gave us an exercise to work among us and try to feel there's none else besides Him and to try to see how we make Him enjoy. And during the day, when we were doing everything together, at least I felt two opposite things. On the one hand, we worked in the ten, and I felt like we were together. On the other hand, I discovered that I have no ability whatsoever to justify the Creator over what I see in reality.
Excellent. Look at what conditions He's giving you. He's giving you excellent conditions that you can't justify Him in any way, in any sense. And then, okay, then go ahead. Then you ask Him.
I'm sorry, what was the last sentence? You said there was a disturbance.
And then you turn to Him, and what do you ask for?
I really wanted to succeed in justifying Him, to succeed in feeling. You said in the exercise to try to work so He would have contentment, but I bring Him contentment if I disagree with Him.
So you disagree, and still you know you can bring Him contentment by disagreeing even more. So bend yourself a little bit. I'm not telling you that I'm always successful in this, but if you will be successful, you'll see there's something there.
How do I bend myself? I somehow understand what I need to do in order to bend myself before the Creator. What does it mean to bend myself before the Creator?
towards the friends, it's easier because you can do it in practice, you can do it externally, but towards the Creator, that doesn't work. So, through the friends to the Creator, at least in that way, directly to the Creator is difficult. The vessels have to be ready for that.
Can it be that there will be a continuation of yesterday's exercise? Can you give us another advice so we can continue this activity? Because I finished yesterday with a feeling that I have to continue. I just don't know how. I felt defeated by this exercise.
I recommend starting every day anew. As it says, each day will be as new in your eyes. And each day we ask of the Creator to awaken His greatness. That's it. Importance of the Creator is what I need. That will cover everything. My world, my problems, whatever the human being has. He should be covered with the greatness of the Creator. What does it mean? That it comes to me from the Creator so that through that I'll see His greatness. Difficult. But this is what we receive in order to come to the truth. Now imagine yourself that you are in spirituality. In spirituality, there's no people, let's say, or this world or planet Earth. Just imagine it in some way, which is truly not close to the truth, but just imagine it. And so what you feel is just one thing there. You're in a world filled with importance of the Creator. And then, how much do you have importance of the Creator? As much as you've attained, as much as you've built it. And that's where you are. And that's not me. That's how that's how Kabbalists describe the entrance to the upper world. That you see the Creator fulfills everything. And now you actually see it as so. And so where is your place? How much you've achieved greatness of the Creator throughout your life? That you were given all kinds of opportunities, you were brought closer to the teacher, to the friends, you're hearing the words I'm now uttering, and thinking, how can you realize that? That's what's important. How much the greatness of the Creator dwells on you. Try to give it some shape, accountability, and build a system for how you can increase it. So basically, besides that, we don't need anything. When you wake up in the morning, and then we go to sleep at night, throughout all the hours of working or whatever it is you're doing, you will pass that work, that the greatness of the Creator, the importance, will live in me. That's it. And then you'll see what is the work of the group here that has to remind you and awaken you towards all these things. And this is called to raise divinity from the dust. Raise the Shekhinah from the dust. And each time you will see that the importance of the Creator is in the dust, in the lowliest things. And you each time have to raise the greatness of the Creator in your eyes, and accordingly, you'll rise to Him.
Rav, can I ask as well?
Yes, yes. This is our entire rise up the ladder.
I wanted to ask in the same direction. In what exactly is the Creator great?
He does everything, orchestrates everything, governs everything, decides everything. It's all the Creator, and there's none else besides Him. And what He builds within us as our ego, are all the qualities that are opposite to him, so that specifically on top of them we will recognize his greatness and importance.
What does the greatness of the Creator give me in life? What is this response that you have greatness of the Creator? How are you supposed to respond to it?
I'm
supposed to respond in a way that I want to reveal him in a way that I am devoted to him. That there's nothing more in the world that exists between me and the Creator. Not troubles or successes or any other events. No people, nothing. It's just me opposite him. Why? When does it happen? When the whole world already did what it could and confused me and pushed me away from the Creator and gave me all of those opposite conditions that I had to overcome. And advance towards the Creator, and then all of those disturbances where I wanted to get closer to the Creator and I couldn't, all those disturbances, I see them as help.
At the first moment when something happens, is there an ability to immediately say that this thing is coming from the Creator, or is the reaction always first that there is no Creator and then...
Of course, it always happens to us this way, but what's better, I'm saying, is that if we're in the right environment, and if we agree that we are longing only to recognize the greatness of the Creator, that we don't need anything but that, what's the difference between this world and the upper world? That you reveal the greatness of the Creator that covers everything. There's none else besides Him, one force operating all of reality. What do you have in this world? That nothing's greater than your ego, which hides the Creator from you and directs you in all directions.
Clear. So what gives the Creator our importance? Why is this specifically what we need?
That you prefer his importance over your importance, or the importance of bestowal over reception.
So it turns out that in the end we are in the same reality, but we add to it a layer of importance.
Yes. You add the importance of the Creator, which is not important to you at all. You add that importance on top of how you initially only think of yourself as important. And one who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself. Meaning the greater the ego, the more you transcend it and prefer the importance of the Creator over your own, and that makes you great.
Thank you.
Moscow 1.
I switched off the question, then I switched it on again. It's a silly question. But I want to ask nevertheless. The importance of the Creator, it's not just importance. We're talking about building a vessel toward the next state, which for now I have no need for. And the vessel is in engaging in love of the Creator, love among the friends. And then that precedes the next degree?
Yes, PT2.
Ma la sotle. Ma la sotle, Syria.
What should I do for a 10 that is trying to implement the advice to speak about the greatness of the Creator, prays to receive the greatness of the Creator each day, but at the end of the day cannot translate words into actions and feelings?
To keep going and search for how to make it happen nevertheless. We actually... Look, I'm opening to you the simplest map there is, that there's nothing besides two things here, the importance of the person and the importance of the Creator. That's what we're talking about, how the person subjugates himself towards the importance of the Creator, and that determines all his thoughts, actions, feelings that he'll have. To the extent that he comes closer to that and wants that to happen, that the importance of the Creator will fill all of his thoughts and desires, to that extent he enters the upper world, the spiritual world. The upper world begins to appear in him, and he feels that he transcends this world. The difference between the two worlds, as it says, is the enslavement of the Malchuyot. What does that mean? That man's ego, which portrays the picture of this world, is then replaced with the importance and the greatness of the Creator that fulfills him, and that is the upper world. A person always thinks of how to discover the greatness of the Creator that works everywhere and there's none else besides him. If he's truly drawn to that and he wants that to happen, he gradually draws the light that reforms over himself, and then it ultimately happens in practice. And each day, we have to expect it to happen.
Beseder?
All right.
Shalom Shekulay, David?
Can I continue?
Yes.
This place, maybe it just sounds that way to me, but what is our work? Is it a work of a person alone to cling to the importance of the Creator, or should he get help from the environment, from the 10?
Of course, the environment and the group, but you have to start from him wanting that, or the environment affects him and then he wants it, but it still begins from him.
We're trying to develop the formula of how to help each other exactly in this place.
Talk about it. Discuss it. That's something you can discuss. The friends in the group can discuss the greatness of the Creator. Yes. How to get closer to that, how to awaken that in each and every one. Understood? Latin 2.
Muchas gracias, Rob. Siguiendo lo que los amigos han
hablado. Thank you very much, Rob. To continue what the friends asked. If I ask the Creator to help us prepare ourselves to receive what He sends, is this increasing the importance of the Creator?
To raise the importance of the Creator is to see the Creator's actions in everything that is happening in me and the world. This is called revealing divinity, the presence of the Creator in all of reality, including myself. Almata 1.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, а в чем разница?
Thank you, teacher.
Величием Творца и верой.
In what is the difference between the greatness of the Creator and faith in the greatness of the Creator?
I don't think we can talk about it so much, but faith in the greatness of the Creator It appears in us as when I believe that it holds me somehow, but still in the air. However, the greatness of the Creator that appears fulfills the person completely in practice. It's a correct question. We'll come to that later on. We don't have yet discernments for that. Italy 1.
Dear Rav, I recognize the greatness of the Creator from the appearing within me of sensation of gratitude, of a state that comes from gratitude towards the Creator. Is that so?
More than that, it's an actual feeling that the Creator fulfills the world. And in such a way, you are now certain that you're not mistaken and you're going on the right track and your actions towards the world are matching the actions of the Creator. You become His partners and so forth.
PT
9.
How do we continue to work with the greatness of the Creator in free choice and adding free choice every moment?
That's according to what we've learned. That's what we should do. Add our free choice that we always care about the greatness of the Creator, that it will grow in us. PT 30.
I want to ask practically. We have many prayers we do each day in the tens and two world prayers when the whole world unites and we pray. In these meetings, each one has his prayer, each one throws a sentence. Maybe we should change it into one uniform prayer for the greatness of the Creator instead of what we do today.
I don't determine what you're going to do. I'm giving you a talk, this talk, and accordingly you can see whether you should take something from it and improve our approach in Bnei Baruch and in our 10 and towards the Creator. That's something you should be looking at, what you can take and implement. PT 6.
I wanted to ask, intellectually, I understand what needs to be done. It's just that, I don't know, it doesn't come from the heart, this thing that the greatness of the Creator.
Roy, look, imagine to yourself that you, now of course this is not a truthful form, but let's say you enter the next world. What is in front of you? That only the Creator exists. None else besides Him. His glory fills the whole world. Nothing besides that. That's what you arrive at. That is the form of truth that appears to you. So, take it from there onwards. That is the form that you now need to try to feel in your situation in this world. That this whole world, revelation and concealment and all those things will not hide the Creator from you. Try to do it that way. Try to build your relation through the 10 to everything that's happening to you and to the world in a way that there is no concealment, only revelation of the Creator, and that there's none else besides Him. That's what we're talking about. And that's what the prayer is for. That's what Rabash explains to us here. There's no other prayer, nothing else. That the Creator will appear, that there is none else besides Him.
How do we become freed, liberated from this enslavement to self-importance? You're stuck in it. I don't know how to lift my head above it because I'm so stuck in myself all the time and I can't see it. That's right. This is the whole ladder. These are all the degrees we have to go through. We're at every state. We cancel our ego, which hides from us all the actions of the Creator, and we reveal only Him. We discover that He Himself creates this concealment in order to teach us how to rise above the concealment and discover Him. Because then, when we fight against the concealment, by this we acquire vessels to discover Him. This is what we're missing now. So what is this vessel we have to acquire? Of restriction on our will to receive, screen and reflected light, or in other words, faith, the power of bestowal, faith above reason, or you can use other words, love of others, and from it to the love of the Creator. We come to it. In the end, it's about annulment of our ego. And instead of it, we position the power of bestowal. We are giving the Creator a room to govern us. And He does this war against our ego. Final question, Roy. So, what should we do so the Creator will perform all those actions on us, so we have the ability to rise above this desire that constantly pulls us into ourselves? Clear for the Creator a place in our hearts, nothing else. Clear a place in our hearts for the Creator. And this clearing is through importance. This is what clears the place for Him? Correct. Everyone is advancing. Everyone's advancing. I'm actually happy with our progress. We have real progress. The fact that we cannot leap on the way, this is our time. We're pulling behind us the whole world. Bulgaria.
Question.
Hello, and friends. In our world, there are many people who have importance of the Creator. Let's say, through the path of suffering. But on our path, there is a difference. Can we come to it without suffering? Love. Suffering can come from anything, from any situation. Pains of love. Why don't I have love for the Creator? Why don't I have love for the friends? Why am I not connecting to the friends enough? This too is suffering. So if we swap the sufferings of this world into more internal suffering, that we don't have sufficient connection in the 10, where we can discover the Creator, then we swap one suffering for another, and in this way come closer to reaching reception of the revelation of the Creator as pleasure. Moscow 7. Question. When we talk about the greatness of the Creator, There are two practical counsels from your words. It's to talk about the greatness of the Creator and to play at love of friends. These are two different approaches. And I feel it on myself. For example, talking about the greatness of the Creator is always something abstract for me. It creates different reactions altogether. when you talk about playing or acting among friends, like lava friends, it's totally different. You have different vessels there. And I see that there are friends who do awaken when we talk about the greatness of the Creator. It awakens them. So I don't know, these are two different types of character between people or what? So the question is, what should I focus on if the first approach doesn't awaken me? Should I work on, focus on the other approach? Artificially maybe position myself in an uncomfortable situation and do talk about the greatness of the Creator? We'll have both. Talk about the Creator, the greatness of the Creator, although you don't feel it and you have no attraction for it, and it's correct and it's natural, it's true. But nevertheless, talk about it. And also, at the same time, talk about the present state. Yes. And then you will have two discernments, what you have and what you should have. And if you talk about it in the 10, you will advance. Try. From the experiences, you'll begin to feel what is happening. Okay? Romania.
Good morning, Rav. Sometimes I feel...
Good morning, Rav.
...inspired, and I can explain to my friends the greatness of the Creator. But then, immediately I fall and I feel small and false. And I blame myself. What should I understand when I fall?
That the Creator is giving you an opportunity to raise the Shekhinah, divinity, from the dust, as it's called, to increase the importance of the Creator in the world, that it is He who is making you feel that He is, that there is no importance, not in you, not in the world, not even in the Creator, in anything. And you are kind of without any spirit, any vitality. And here is giving you a chance to start waking up, recovering, recuperating from that state, and increase the importance of the Creator in the world by lifting you up from the importance in life when you don't want to live and you have no reason for it. And by that, He's given you a chance to increase the importance of the Creator in a world that has no importance, in your world, where you have no importance of anything. You'll start revealing the importance of the Creator, that there is none else besides Him. Just imagine that you're coming to the upper world, and there, only the Creator is revealed, because that's the truth. There's none else besides Him. There's nothing besides Him. So start working on that, on increasing the importance of the Creator in every state you're in. Okay? Volga.
Даров, когда я культивирую в себе чувство, что вот мне предоставлен десятки шанс,
generate within myself the feeling that I have the chance to be in the tent, to a chance to love the friends, I begin to feel that there is some energy of serving the ten. Is that one of the ways of annulling self-importance?
Yes. Yes. PT 31.
Why can't we really put the Creator in front of us? It's as if we were always more important and greater than the Creator.
Because it's against our ego.
When does it mean that we manage to feel the greatness of the Creator and then respond correctly?
When you feel it. When you feel it.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Toda Rav. Boker Tov.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. How does my perspective in terms of importance of the Creator influences things in general?
I didn't understand. How does your perspective in general...
If I now discover the importance of the Creator in the Ten and outside of the Ten, how does it influence both the world and the Ten?
In everything, it is all one system, except it seems to you like this is the world, this is the group, this is the Ten, this is humanity, and these are worlds. It is all one system. You are in this system, call it the world of Ein Sof or whatever you want. And what you do influences everything.
Does it influence humanity's development towards importance of the Creator somewhat?
Of course. Of course. How can it be otherwise? There's another rule that we will talk about later. The general and the particular are equal. It's not that simple, but we will feel it. We normally learn things that we can already somehow reveal in our feelings. We'll see. Haifa 1.
Rav, recently I feel like every time I make connection, make efforts to connect with the Ten, I feel pressure and difficulty. I relate it to the Creator and I want to feel that He wants to advance me towards the Ten, but every time I make an effort, I feel like He's putting more weight on me. It just makes me afraid of adding more efforts. What do you do?
So, connect more to the friends, because the fact that the Creator is adding labor to you every time is a sign that you can advance more. But the strength to advance, you need to take it from the society. So accordingly, you need to connect more to the society. On the one hand, the Creator adds a heaviness on you, another burden on the path. And on the other hand, you turn to the Creator, to the society, and you receive from the society the power, the strength to continue on the path. And then when you connect to the society, you don't feel it, but actually your whole heaviness becomes divided among everyone. You still don't feel it, but soon you will feel it. That it's just like that in practice. You're given a 10 kilo weight on your shoulders and it's divided among the friends, and then instead of 10 kilos you feel 1 kilo. Just so. In spirituality it's a lot more real, palpable, because in spirituality it's not divided as it is in corporeality, the same weight, but the weight is divided. In spirituality, if you divide it among your friends, everything that you share in the group, everything that falls on everyone, what the Creator reveals to each one, if you share it, if you divide it among the friends, from a force of pulling, it becomes a lifting force. It's like a hot air balloon that lifts you up. Although the Creator seemingly adds weight. How can that be? Because you are turning the force of reception in each one into a force of mutual bestowal. And this is what fills you. There is something in it that is really above our nature. Okay? Mach 3. No Mach 3. Okay. PT 18, quickly.
אין, בסדר. Хавер ту.
Окей, хавер ту.
Тогда לגבי גדלות החברים זה משהו שאולי איך אפשר להגיע אליו.
About the greatness of the friends, maybe it's something that is reachable somehow, but let's say, in my feeling, I see the greatness of the friends. It's very difficult to relate it to the greatness of the Creator. How do you make this connection? It always feels like it evades you.
Yes, talk about it together. Talk about it together among the friends, and you will feel how good it is. Now, I'm sorry, I cannot ask you more. We're switching to the women for just a few minutes. Go ahead. Where are they?
No, Nashim.
Where is he? Women?
כן, שלום רב, ממוסקווה 18 שואלים, למה גדלות הבורא?
Yes, Rav, from Moscow 18. Why doesn't the greatness of the Creator become routine in our work? Why does it always fall down like dust?
In order for us to do more and more work on the greatness of the Creator as opposed to our, against our ego. Next.
האם חשיבות גדלות הבורא?
From Sochi. Is the importance of the greatness of the Creator is the importance of His quality of love or the giver of this quality?
The importance of the greatness of the Creator that we want to nurture and develop in us is the most important work. There is nothing more than that. Go on.
כיצד נוכל לחבר נכון את גילוי גדלות הבורא?
From Moscow 8, how can we connect correctly the revelation of the greatness of the Creator with regards to difficulties, material difficulties that have to do with healthcare?
We want to connect that to Him. So even though we suffer blows through our health, we also need to understand that we get it from the Creator through a special system. That is basically the closest to us, physically, in a corporeal sense, the health system.
From Mark Israel 1, what actions should a person do if he suddenly became far from the 10 and every action just brings him to more disappointment and emptiness?
He should imagine that he's standing before the Creator and he can't turn to Him unless through the ten. And he has no way not to see the Creator, not to come into Him, to approach Him, but only through the ten along the way. And this is the rule. It's the rule that we learn from the study of the ten sefirot, specifically ten. That until a person incorporates himself in the ten, he cannot reach the upper force, which is at the keter of the Potsuf, and which is the Creator. It's just impossible.
From PT6, raising the greatness of the Creator in my eyes should lead me to practical actions.
Practical actions means I'm constantly asking the Creator, with my friends, that He will reveal to us His importance.
You also said that the Creator has to become revealed. What does it mean? How does it feel?
That He fills the whole world. There's none else besides Him. That He operates in all the actions. And in my every cell, my every thought and desire, there is Him. And also in all the people, that He establishes for us the picture of the world. And in this picture, we feel thousands, millions of forces and thoughts, different ones. But basically, they are only Him alone. This is how we have to connect ourselves from among us to him, and then we will discover him.
So if
the Creator did and does and will do everything, then what's the action required of us?
What's the action required of us? To discover that this is so in practice. Meaning not in words, but in our desires. To discover him.
מהיברו, המחשבה שאין עוד מלבדו והכל מגיע ממנו מורגשת לפעמים כמשהו שסותר את הגילוי שלו בינינו בעשירייה. כאילו שזו מחשבה דתית, להבדיל מחוכמת הקבלה שמדברת על השתוות הצורה כמקור.
Religious thought, opposite to what the wisdom of Kabbalah's explanation about equivalence of form, how do we reconcile this?
Talk about it in the ten, and you will see that it has no connection to religion, but rather the revelation of the Creator for us is through our desire to become similar to Him, and not in physical actions, in our hands or mouth, etc., but only in the heart, in our desires in the heart.
From Hebrew, they're also asking, what do we always forget that we are influencing the world each time it disappears from us?
Because our desires change, and through our desires we see the world, and that's why the world seems to us as new every moment.
האם קודם כל חייבת להיות לי אמונה?
From Kabu 4. Do I first have to have faith in order to raise the importance of the Creator?
Yes. First of all, we have to obtain the light of faith, the power of bestowal, the degree of Bina. Where we see in everything only good acts of bestowal from the Creator to us.
זהו בינתיים, תודה רב.
יופי. אז,
that's it for now, Rav, thank you.
Good. So, Oren, we're finally moving to what?
We have the Freedom article. We can't hear you, Rav. We'll move to a song then.
All right. Yeah. A song and the Freedom.
In this time so uncertain, what are we thinking of? Is the world going crazy? Or is he sending love? Could it be that his message just goes over our heads, leaving us with the feeling of confusion instead?